Thank you and good morning. The county will host its fourth annual interactive community budget meeting next Thursday, March 3rd, and residents can participate in person at locations in each of the five supervisor districts or by following a live stream online or by watching Access Humboldt Channel 10. The CAO's office has issued its five-year budget forecast, and the Board of Supervisors has reviewed the strategic framework document that will serve as a guide in crafting the next fiscal year budget, and public input is a key component to that planning. Board Chair Mark Lovelace said in a statement that we need to know what is important to you, and this unique meeting is a great place to do it. The annual community budget meetings have been recognized and awarded by the State Association of Counties for their effective outreach to the community. When the county holds that community budget meeting, one of the key issues that will be discussed is how the revenue from Measure Z should be allocated in the coming fiscal year. The Measure Z Public Safety Committee, comprised of 9 voting members, will review funding requests from community and government agencies for projects and programs related to public safety. The deadline to submit funding requests was last week, and the list compiled by the committee is available to the public at the county website. The State Board of Equalization voted 3-2 on Wednesday to lower the state excise tax on a gallon of gasoline by just over 2 cents, from 30 cents to 27.8 cents per gallon. The excise tax is separate from the state and federal sales taxes on fuel, and it's a fee paid per gallon, not by the amount of the final sale. The lower tax goes into effect on July 1st, and Board Vice Chair George Renner said that the vote was a matter of fairness, that even after the cut goes into effect, Californians will continue to pay some of the highest gas taxes in the country. Jordan Christmas has news from the Sheriff's Office.
At close to midnight on Wednesday, Humboldt County deputies responded to a motel on 4th Street in Eureka searching for a runaway juvenile. Deputies received a tip that a person of interest in locating the juvenile was staying in one of the motel rooms. However, law enforcement could not locate the person and instead contacted 44-year-old probationer Kip Branson. Deputies entered the room to search for the runaway, and Branson became aggressive and was placed in handcuffs while deputies continued the search, which turned up over 52 grams of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia, and he was booked on drug charges.
Thank you, Jordan. The California Highway Patrol Garberville Station is investigating a 3-car collision that claimed the life of one driver and sent 2 others to the hospital with minor injuries. The incident occurred on Highway 101 just south of Phillipsville in the early morning hours yesterday and began when the driver of a BMW sedan, who witnesses say was driving at a dangerously high rate of speed, lost control of the car. It went up an embankment, came down, rolled several times, and came to rest in the roadway. The driver was partially ejected from the car and suffered fatal injuries. Moments later, the driver of the second car came upon the scene and stopped to report the accident to 911. Moments later, the third driver arrived and hit the second vehicle, which was unoccupied. The driver and passenger from the third car suffered minor injuries and were taken to the hospital for treatment. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The fatal traffic collision on Highway 101 in southern Humboldt yesterday illustrated the danger a driver can face when they come upon an accident on the roadway. California Highway Patrol Officer and PIO Cy May addressed the issue on Talk Shop and spoke to what actions you should take when you encounter a traffic collision. Your safety comes first, and getting in a call to 911 comes second, according to May.
If you can get around it or turn around and get yourself to safety, do that first. Then dial 911 to let us know what's going on and give us as much information as you possibly can. I always advise people to bring flares with them in their cars so that if they can stop in a safe place where they're not going to be in danger, they can help maybe set out some flares to warn some other drivers to come up. But first and foremost is your safety and letting us know what's going on.
Driving on local roads can be dangerous because of weather conditions, poor lighting, and impaired and distracted drivers. But May said the best thing you can do is not to add to the emergency situation.
If you're going to put yourself in danger, it's just potentially going to cause more pain and suffering. Then if you can safely slow traffic down, let them know one way or another, put your hazard lights on your vehicle. If you have flares, safely put them out. But number one is get us coming. Without us coming, Things are going to be delayed. More people can get hurt or killed, and that's not what we want.
You can hear the entire interview with CHP Officer Cy May by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.